This line inspired poet John Schreffler to pen his conception of such a goddess, American style. In the poem Neighborhood Girl, he imagines her as an adolescent tomboy from elsewhere, no doubt cruel and merciless when playing the divine role assigned to her, but also the niece of Erato, the muse of love poetry. He wrote in part, "She's new to the neighborhood. Her family just moved in, from Greece or somewhere. She's a great, tall, gawky girl with braces and earrings and uneven skin. Hormones and acne, her change is coming in. Her name is Nemesis, and she's just moved in. She's new to the neighborhood. She's checking it out." As the Dutch folklorist Mieke F. Lindemans reminds us, Nemesis is the goddess of divine justice and vengeance. She pursues the insolent and the wicked with inflexible vengeance. She is portrayed as a serious-looking woman, with in her left hand a whip, a rein, a sword, or a pair of scales. Nemesis is a bit like Richard Wagner's Valkyrie Brunhilde, except that Brunhilde collects heroes, not fools and hypocrites. Nonetheless, Brunhilde's way of announcing herself applies also to Nemesis. Nur tad geweihten tot mein Anblick. Only the doomed see me. I remain hopeful that Americans can still rouse themselves to save our democracy. But the time in which to head off financial and moral bankruptcy is growing short. The present book is my attempt to explain how we got where we are, the manifold distortions we have imposed on the system we inherited from the Founding Fathers, and what we would have to do to avoid our appointment with Nemesis, now that she's in the neighborhood.